In 3, 2, 1.
Say something first or me?
Don't you usually say a thing?
Until They Kick Us Out, episode 8, I believe it is. Well, for your record, your sheet says episode 8 at the very top.
That's last week. You don't have this. We're week. Live. It's right here in front of Nikki.
Well, no one gave me a sheet. So episode 9, this is a great start. I love that all this is on air right now.
How are you doing?
Here we go. Until They Kick Us Out, here are the ladies. Episode 9 coming to you on a Monday afternoon.
Hey, I'm That's Nikki what happens Friends. Midday. I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you live from the Salisbury Center Podcast Studio, Wild Style Network, in our sweet little town of Manassas.
Midday.
Until live. They kick us out.
Until they kick us out. This is amazing.
Can we just fresh start it?
No.
This is good. This is us in our confusion, a constant confusion that
authentic,
we live in.
Genuine.
This is what you all get.
Listen, this has been a fucking messed up month.
It's been wild, but it's December now. Yeah. We're starting fresh.
December. Everybody has their own crap. It's been a tough couple of weeks, but hey, we got a great little show for you today. John,
midday. I love the fact that we're midday. Funny to me.
John was at the dentist. He is not feeling it. He's like, but he's here because he loves us, and he made this time for us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
I wish they had given you more drugs.
I wish that JJDJ Entertainment would be who you call if you need a DJ for your wedding or for your next big party. JJDJEntertainment.com.
Yep, with our very own John Caniford.
Yeah.
So we've had a bunch of stuff. We had Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That was like major. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Great. But it just like went by.
I know. That's what I said. I made a post yesterday where I was like, holy shit, it's December. I cannot believe it's December. It's weird. What it feels like it's September.
What did you do on Thanksgiving?
I hosted. Yeah. I hosted my family. We were missing my mom and dad. They were right down the street, so we just ran them food. But it was nice. My bestie Leanne and my little niece Esme, she came over. And, of course, Haley was home from school. It was nice. Mitch always fries a turkey. I always roast a turkey. This year, I feel like the food was really good.
Yeah. Well, really good. There was a moment where you didn't think you were hosting.
I know. And that then, Monday.
Yeah.
and then boom, 2 days later.
Swooped back in, saved everything. Well, I'm glad. And we stopped by super briefly.
I got to visit with you for a hot second.
We went to her sister's, and they eat at like noon, which I love.
I like that, too.
Yeah, I love a geriatric Thanksgiving
meal.
And it's traditionally that way because some of her family members have to go from their Thanksgiving to another one.
Other events.
Sure. Yeah. But I love it. I like getting up early, eating. And so then we're, I don't know, like probably between 3 and 4 coming back through town. We drove past Amanda's. We drove past your place. And they're like, come by later. Come by later. Whoa. We got home and we had had some mimosas. We had a little more wine. And Courtney was like, I can't leave this house. I was like, I had this dream where we were going to go for a walk and like see our
neighbors.
That's
what we did.
That's
what Mitch and I ended up. We ended up at CJ Finn's.
I wish.
Just sloping. And Scott was there. Steve's brother, Scott, who I love. Leroy Scott.
Leroy Scott Sloper.
Love him.
He's a wild animal.
We were able. And it's funny because I feel like every Thanksgiving for many, many years, I've somehow seen the Sloper boys. Like even when we lived in our townhouse in Bristow 20 years ago, like they were still there. We'd fight over gravy. It was fun.
I love Timmy. Them.
It was nice. We just sat around at CJ Finn's that Thanksgiving night and chit-chatted. And
I wish
it was
that
really
been
nice,
us, but no, just every bit of.
Yeah, I texted you and you're like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, she did. I did not know. We went to bed early. Everything was great. The next day, Courtney got a new car.
I know.
And
Toyota Highlander.
It's a hybrid edition.
Why don't they do the jump photos, like the Toyota photos?
Man.
Remember that
when
we were little?
Yeah.
Bring that back. Come on. Marketing.
I know. I should have thought about that when I took her picture with it.
I loved that.
We're a Toyota-thon family.
You are.
We're not happy Honda days. I love that meme. So stupid. It was great. It was just a really low-key. Her family, we didn't have as many people there this year. A couple were vacationing. Other people had other things to do. It was like super low key. But I enjoyed it very much. And then it was Friday and we got our car. And you know that takes the whole day. And then Saturday I worked. And then Saturday night, the Taylor Nation band was here.
I know that looked like a really good time.
It was.
Jess was living up her, like she was having her best day.
Blonde wig.
Freckles.
A tailored Taylor
Swift. Taylor Swift dress.
Yeah.
Travis
Kelce dress. And it looked phenomenal on her.
Well, she's so cute.
And there was all these little girls here and they were having the time of their lives. It was so sweet. Like just to see these little girls, like, look at this.
I know.
Tribute band. Like, yeah. Playing. And they're like, and they're like reaching and she's giving them bracelets. And like,
she looked like an amazing entertainer.
She was. And she was this big.
Wow.
I think she was probably this tall and then like this big, but she was so cute. The band rocked.
Yeah,
everything was great.
I saw clips on Facebook. It was awesome.
And like we were talking about a little bit ago, I had so many people message me later and they were like, I wish I'd known about it. And I'm like, I don't know how to get the word of the Salisbury Center out.
I don't know how anybody didn't know about it because like I couldn't get away from it. Mm-hmm. It was continuously on my thing. Mm-hmm. And we had plans. So I wasn't able to make it anyway. Sure. But like there was no way that I mean, maybe that's because of my interaction with the law.
I don't know how the internet works. Great. I mean, I'm sure they're going to come back. But also, there's like a ton of events at the Salisbury Center. So just super quick, if you're watching this, if you're one of my friends and you don't already follow the Salisbury Center on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, jump on there, give them a follow.
Because it's not just fights.
It's not at all.
They have concerts, a whole slew of markets and festivals.
And we're
going to
go into that at the end here. But listen, if you're friends with me or Simone, jump on, give them a follow so you can just see what's going
on.
Salisbury Center. It's a lot. And like I come to some of these events and it's just the hype is crazy. And then we get here.
Like I wish everybody could see the craziness, like this set that was erected for the Taylor Swift tribute band, Nation.
It was huge.
I mean, it's a legit show.
Give me a sec.
Yeah. But like Scott, the AV guy and Ryan, like sound guy, and then John Caniford, production guy, like they
is a legit.
Huge. The productions for these things are huge. Now they have these sheets over it right now because there's a band playing tonight that
there was a big T and a big S that lit up
and like they were screens so that like they were showing all these different. It was amazing.
If you had a little girl, that would have been.
It was nuts.
Oh my gosh,
it was nuts. Oh,
Jess and Janet and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're Christmassy on purpose. Dashing through the snow.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get as Christmassy as. You know, Miss Sequins and...
This is just stuff I own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just pulled this old thing out.
Anyway, that was Saturday. It was amazing. Yesterday, I think we just did like a little shopping. I cut Courtney's hair.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into what we did last night in a minute.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to know about Barefoot's Friendsgiving with no turkey.
Oh, my girlfriend Pamela. Pamela Barefoot Events. She's a wedding planner. Like, she does like... Stunning.
I bet.
Gorgeous high-end weddings. And so she hosted, she and her husband Doug, who are Mitch's probably oldest friend.
I know DB.
In the nursery at Prince Louis Hospital. They hosted a Friendsgiving. The Crummets were there. Jess was there. She sat across from me.
I love her.
I love Jess.
Sydney
popped in at the very end and said hi.
She's got very big social.
Actually, no, Kayla popped in. I didn't see Sydney. Sydney was actually at JMU. Haley ran into her a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So it was just, I mean, it was stunningly beautiful. Everything was beautiful. The place settings, the centerpieces, I mean, if you come over to my house, you're getting, you know, I'm going to do it up, but not to the level of Pamela Barefoot Designs.
I love it.
It was stunning.
Why was there no turkey?
It was stunning. Oh, I was so happy. If you have a Friendsgiving, I don't want turkey. I don't love turkey. So like for me to really appreciate Thanksgiving, I don't eat turkey any other time. Yeah. And so that is like my biggest fear of having to go to like and eat turkey and then it would ruin me for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's so petty and stupid, but they had short ribs and it was just ridiculous. Yeah. The whole thing, the whole night. Aw, that's how I met Jess years and years and years ago. Jess and Pam and Doug used to have a white elephant party and Jess and Pam were long friends long ago and we met, and that's how I met Jess, my gosh, 25 years ago.
That's awesome.
In the olden days when we were young and...
like 5 years ago? Good one.
Jess okay. still looks Grandma, the same. I don't know what happened to me.
B-I-T-C-H. Spell it out for yourself. I'll say it. No, I love you
Jess,
so much.
Jess, you're so hot.
Years ago, I hosted a Thanksgiving, like, in my 20s, and I... Like my dad came and like we were hosting. We had these like roommates and everybody helped. Mandrina, who was watching a few times ago. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to do turkey. I'm not doing a turkey. You know what I did? I did everyone had their own personal stuffed pork chop. And it was stuffed with like stuffing that had like apples.
Yeah,
and
so you kind of get the flavor of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and they were like M-O-I-S-T. I know some people hate that word.
Moist.
But so they were, and like nobody missed it. Everybody was like, this was so juicy and wonderful and yeah. like stuffing.
Because it should be about like,
yeah. oh,
it should be about everybody being together and mm-hmm. spending time together. And she did a fun thing where
no damn
she had everybody read a question and we all went around the table. It was a really, really, really fun night. Like, I think I was there for like 3 hours.
Wow.
That's longer than I hang anywhere. Yeah. So it was a really good time. I love you, Pam. I love you, Doug.
I want to know more about that. For Christmas, Jess. Courtney wants to do like games, like at the family.
Yeah.
Has burped. Cool. But like she wants to put together like some games and stuff. And I love that kind of.
Kathy Malone Sailors.
Hi.
Kathy, she's not. She's working.
Oh.
But if she were on right now, she could pipe in with a bunch of games. They're big into games. I'm not big into games. I like a game for about 5 seconds and then I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm not just like if like putt-putt golf. I want to do 4 holes.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Let me get the hell out of there. I mean, have you been evaluated for like ADD?
I think I think ADT. I'm scared.
I'm like, I'm done with this. What's next?
John,
I get it.
Where is John in the bathroom? Because he just commented, but he's not here.
Cards Against Humanity is the best holiday game. We're not playing that with a 9-year-old.
John, are you in the bathroom?
He's gone.
Where did he go?
You know what? He's sick of our crap, and I don't blame him or anybody else, frankly.
If he comments that he needs toilet paper, I'm out of here.
I'm
firing us.
I will rush to his aid. I don't give a crap. And then ice rink at the Harris Pavilion is open.
Yeah. And it has been cold as hell. We went from September weather
to January weather.
Yeah. It is 38 degrees out there. It's perfect for ice skating. Piper went ice skating with her friends on Friday.
Yeah.
And it must have been 32 degrees in like, I don't know, 20-mile-an-hour gusts, winds. It was with like 60-mile-an-hour gusts. Yeah. It was awful. I went for a walk around town and I was like,
barf. Ugh. I don't mind the cold, but the wind and the cold, it can go to H-E.
I hate wind. I hate wind, period. So, wind scares me.
Thank you, Nikki
me.
France. She doesn't give a crap. Yeah. When you do.
John, where are you? Where is our producer?
Listen,
now I'm
not,
like.
It's not my business. It's not my business where he is. Just keep going. Keep rolling. All right. Small Business Saturday.
Yes. Small Business Saturday.
Was last Saturday.
Yes. And that was awesome. I went around town. I was like kind of in a frenzy grabbing things here and there. But I mean, I shop there all year round.
Yeah.
However, there was a holiday market out on the lawn.
Of the Manassas Museum.
Yes. Somebody had booked that and set up a holiday market. And I just think that's really tacky.
And you saw what Jeff Pickard said, right? Hi, Jeff. So basically, there is HMI has their, they do like the farmer's market.
Yes.
And then they do their holiday market, da 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 da. There is
this was Chic Events.
Chic Events is, and I'm no shade because I don't know you, but is apparently this woman from DC that likes to come, this is what I heard, that likes to come and set up markets here. Because it's so inexpensive to do them compared to like being in DC.
Well,
the rumor was that she'll look at, this is the rumor, the HMI events, kind of copy them, but then like kind of run, do them before HMI does them.
I don't like that.
Me neither. I mean, it's a free market, if you will, so you can go in and do these things, but like
it's a free market, but that is gross.
Tech town.
Because I think that it's Small Business Saturday for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Why can we give our businesses that one day? Like if you can't tell, I absolutely love and adore mm-hmm. all the businesses, all the restaurants yeah. in our town. Yeah. I love them. I don't want to see them go anywhere. Yeah. And I want to see them supported. I want to see yeah. them thrive. And to see an event going out on the lawn that's competing with our businesses, selling candles, selling clothing, selling, you know, candies, chocolates, yeah. all the things that... Yeah. You know, people should be going to Old Town and spending their money in Calico Jacks, Totally Vintage, Things I Love, Black Metal Mercantile.
Studio Lux Boutique.
Studio Lux. Like, who else am I missing? Popcorn Monkey, yeah. Ashby Jewelers.
Yeah. Hemp something.
The CB, District Hemp.
District Hemp.
District Hemp.
Hemp something.
Filigreen.
Yeah.
Like, we
Lemonade
have
Bakery.
That.
Like,
we,
all,
games
yeah, yeah.
at, what's
Crossroads
the?
Crossroads Tabletop Tavern?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Absolutely. There's so much in town. And so yeah. to bring in competition and plant them right down the street, yeah. I just thought that was really
well,
tacky.
Well, I think something that could have also been cool if, like, maybe... I don't know if like HMI can get in front of this. Again, no shade. I'm not saying
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, we just.
But could they have done it Sunday? Could they have done the market Sunday? And so
you know what I thought would have been cool?
I don't know.
What if they do something like on, you know, coming up on Friday is Santa Lights Manassas, my favorite night of the year. Mm-hmm. I love it. If you want to get in the Christmas spirit, get your ass to Manassas yep. on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Santa lights the tree, comes in on the VRE.
And then he gets in like a carriage.
Magical night ever. I am telling mm-hmm. you. What if they did a Christmas market that night? Not on the lawn. They could do it like...
In the Harris Pavilion?
Yeah,
and
something.
And that'd be amazing.
And then people can shop and... I don't know.
HMI, take note.
Yeah. HMI, let's Parks and Rec. Because yeah. I think Parks and Rec is the one that... Do they book the lawn? Are they the ones that... I think they're the ones that you have to book the lawn
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I think so.
So there needs to be more brainstorming yeah. on these events.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Simone,
darn
look
it.
At you.
Yeah.
Look
if I didn't
you.
Have to go to a meeting, you know, I would
stop.
Just...
We have to go to meetings. But listen, that is a great night, and that sucks that it happened. But we did see that, I believe Darren said, somebody said, God for love.
Here, do you want your one with your notes on it?
No.
That.
I yeah. have notes on both.
Well, give me, can I have one copy since John doesn't have a, there always that.
The one thing.
Welcome back, John.
Is that somebody was saying that, maybe it was Zach, I don't know. Somebody said that they think that even though the market was going on, which in theory I can understand, like there's so much going on and people came down for that and then maybe they'll go around the stores. I don't know. But that they, I think I might have been, like that they were all kind of like, they did pretty well and they did more than they did last year.
Yeah.
You know, in like business. I think a big part of that is that Darren has got his.
Oh my gosh. It is so cool.
The record store in the
if
back.
You, he's still working on it. Yeah. But if you haven't been to Black Metal Mercantile, and I just kind of stumbled in there one day. I'd seen his post,
drunk.
But I just thought it was like a section. He has gone through like the back of the store into what was a storage room. And it's now like a records room.
Yeah.
Records, CDs. Like he has a TV in there. John Hart has some art in there on mm-hmm. the wall.
Like
a
mural. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is the coolest space. You could sit in there for hours.
Yeah.
And just go through a yeah. bazillion records. And we do have a record player. And actually, we did buy a couple records the other night. But it's so nostalgic
mm-hmm.
to go through it because you're like, oh, my gosh, I remember my mom had these mm-hmm. records. I remember yeah. this, seeing this
yeah.
in the record player. I mean, for all you newbie babies out there, records are these black things
oh,
that you put on a turntable. You don't yeah. just go,
I mean,
I can't make
my
noise.
Best friend is like the CEO of like the largest vinyl manufacturing
yeah.
plant in North America. So, I mean, like, I don't have a record player. I don't even think she does. I'm not super sure.
But, we got Piper one for Christmas a couple years ago.
See, I love it. Like, I don't even have a record player. I love them. I don't have that. But, like, when I went in back in that room, there
it's
were
so, cool.
so many wonderful. John, what the hell? I am announcing JJ DJ Entertainment. Listen, I loved it because I was back there and like there's all these wonderful things that like I totally would have purchased. But you're right, it's the nostalgia.
We did. We bought records yeah. based on nostalgia the other day.
The last
Not
few
even...
times I've been in there, there were people like buying a bunch. And this one couple that they were with some of Courtney's friends, they found some things like they're buying this for their daughter.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you've made a teenage girl like super happy with these things that I found
yeah.
today. And I was like,
it's a super cool shop. You can very much
Darren.
Get lost in there.
Yeah.
Darren. Love Darren
love
and Kat. Catherine. She's My second grade teacher's daughter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've known her forever.
She's adorable.
She is. Look, Zach said the tree needs to be at Harris. I would love that. I would love a tree at Harris Pavilion that's like decorated.
Zach, you've got all the ideas.
I know. Okay. Like, we need to come up with our own group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, are we talking about this?
Yeah, because we always keep forgetting.
Yes, we keep forgetting about this, but I want to make sure we all know about this. 2025 Banner Art Competition. Have you ever driven down Church Street, Center Street, through Old Town Manassas, and you see on our beautiful lampposts, those beautiful banners, like around 4th of July, we have flags and photos of some of our veterans. It's really, really cool. But you can submit your art to be considered. Mm-hmm. I think there's an entry fee. Of course, I have the one thing that has the damn QR code.
And like no information.
No information. But you pay a submission. And they have... We'll post this.
What is... Creative Brush has something to do with it, I believe. Because like one of my clients that is an artist and like has... uses their space at Creative Brush. Like, she's been on two of the banners in like 1 year. Super talented.
Jeff Pickard years ago gave me an old banner because they sell, I think they return them at the end of the season. If you don't want them, they buy them, whatever. And Jeff Pickard gave me one of the most beautiful, and it's one of Mary Riley's paintings. It's like Sunset on Center Street or something like that. It's gorgeous. I love it. You just informed me of this because I had another Jeff, had called me and was like, I need you to find out why there's no Wi-Fi in Old Town Manassas. And I came in all amped up about it, but you're telling me that there is.
I was told that there is. And then if you are in town and under like the, whatever, what comes up on your phone? Like
Wi-Fi?
Like the network, join this network or whatever. It's Manhattan is the name of the network. And we're not there, so it's not going to come up, but I clicked it, and it was
If anybody's in Old Town, I mean, but here's the thing. Look for Manhattan.
I know, but like I had heard that when I was at Finn's last time, just sloping, and someone told me, because I believe that somehow or another, it's advertised that we have Wi-Fi all over the town.
Somebody help us. With this mystery, because we want Wi-Fi. We want to be
2024. Because I asked one of the... people that work at CJ Finn's
I have found that not only do we not have Wi-Fi, we actually have something that makes my phone even worse. Like I can't even pull up my own damn photos.
Well,
like
I
don't know what's going on.
Who we can ask about that
is our new
city manager.
Yay!
What is he saying? I can barely get at my house sometimes. Zach that lives right outside
the museum. Yeah, we have the worst. But we have a new city manager.
Can you believe it?
He's going to know who we are.
Yeah. I'm going to call him on the phone. where did I write all that? He's the current assistant city manager for operations and director of public works. He's had more than 30 years of experience in local government positions. He was the town manager of Luray.
Was it Luray or Front Royal?
Town manager of Luray. But he was something in Front Royal for like 2 years.
Yeah, I remember reading
16
that somewhere.
To 18. But congratulations.
Cool. Awesome. Yay!
We cannot wait to see what's next for him, and what's going to go on. I'm just so happy that Doug Keene can go back to
being the police chief.
Yeah.
On the beat. With his uniform.
Yeah.
Love you, Doug.
Love you, Doug. I haven't seen him.
Doug Keene for president.
I know. We love him. So that's very cool that we have that, because that's something we've been squawking about on the Until They Kick Us Out podcast.
Yeah,
that's
where we're kind of born out of the, where is our city manager? I'm sitting on my hands because my hands are so cold.
Yeah, mine are actually very cold as well.
Yeah, but all everything right. else is warm. Okay.
I've derailed your schedule. So
you
why
have,
don't you jump?
But we talked about Black Metal. Mercantile and Metal Ages Records. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Samuel Martinez at Old Town Veterinary Clinic. If you need a master veterinary consultant, just somebody to help you with your million animals, like I have, Dr. Sam, I love him. I love him. I love his staff. He's right there on Church Street, on Center Street. Ruby. Ruby's cost us an arm and a leg the past couple of weeks.
She's crazy.
She's an Irish setter. She's not smart. I know. I know. Everybody says, oh, they're dumb as a box of rocks. They are. Mm. She's beautiful. She's like a supermodel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she went tearing through the rose bushes. He had to help us out. He's awesome. I love you, Dr. Sam.
I think what we'll do is on the post for this, we'll put the picture of her with the cone and she got the curtain.
She had a cone for 8 days.
And there was a curtain from like their window in their house got like
caught in it,
wedged in it. And she was like,
so she just decided to sit there. Yeah. She was very unbothered by the cone. We were more bothered by the cone than she was.
Oh, Rube.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Dr. Sam. I also wanted to say, hey, to Melissa, you said she was here for Taylor Nation.
Mm-hmm, her
I
son.
Got to experience the magic of Melissa Brooks at Sparta Works Massage and Skincare.
It's amazing.
Yes, she was amazing. I've already rebooked with her for January 2nd.
Yeah, good.
You know what she did? She did cupping. I've never had cupping before.
Yeah, that's an odd sensation, but it's wonderful.
It really is. Yeah. I didn't realize, like, she, I thought, because you see, like, pictures of, like, bruising and it's, like, circles.
Yeah.
And years ago, Carol Potts gave me a one of those things that you stick the mistletoe on the wall or whatever, and I stuck it to my forehead, and I walked around with a circular bruise all Christmas season.
Freaking dead. Such a dork.
It was terrible. So I thought for sure I was going to get bruising from the cupping, but she like moves does it and then she moves it up and down.
Yeah.
And I was oh, that's weird. I like it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's times that I'm so in so much pain, I can't even do it though. Mm. But she's perfect. And like
she's
just,
magic.
Courtney says she's like, just melts her with her hands.
Yeah.
But she was here Taylor Nation night because her son is in a band called Can D, because it was called something else. It was way long. But they're all like, he's 18. He's the oldest one in the band. Kind of like,
Cerebrum.
Yes. Like, 17-year-old singers, girls, drummer, and one of the guitarists, 14 years old.
I love that.
Yeah. And so they originated, they kind of all met at School of Rock. And now he's graduated. Mm-hmm. So now he just teaches at School of Rock. But these kids, you know, and so they play breweries, wineries, look them up. But that's
Candy.
Candy.
But oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that is Melissa's son is in that. And then they were great. And just if you see him in a brewery or winery, like, very like it's just cover bands, like very kid friendly.
I like cover bands because then I know the words.
Yeah, but it was like it was a skater boy, and I'm like, you weren't born when that song came out. Like,
it's
but,
an oldie,
but they nailed it.
Yeah,
you know, it was wonderful.
John, did you have something to say?
No, I was just gonna say for kids, they had so much like enthusiasm on stage.
Oh my god!
I mean, their bass player. I mean, all of them. And sad the bass players. They said that he was leaving, but all of them just kind of, I don't know. They just had that rock and roll kind of vibe where they were just like in the moment
confident.
And like not like. Okay, I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show. Okay, remember the words. Like, they were so, like, they were little rock stars for sure.
Oh, they were awesome. Loving what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
congratulations
cool.
to them because I'm an admin on the Salisbury page, so I see things. And, like, the dad of one of the singers had been writing and was like, hey, my daughter's in the, and it's like, I don't know. They really just didn't have, like, a night for them. And then I think it was Jeff or one of the guys book. Yeah, it was Jeff. Was like, have I got a deal for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or come and, you know, play open for Taylor. It was great. It was absolutely awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah. What else you got?
Let me see.
What is this about Meg Carroll?
Oh, Meg.
A reminder for the...
I was Facebook chatting with her last week. She still has... I brought it up last week that if you would like to get involved and do something wonderful for a child for Christmas Chaos... At our very own, in our very own neighborhood, local neighborhood, Georgetown South, Meg Carroll, she like does everything over there. I absolutely love her. But I did go on to the Christmas Chaos sign up, which we posted last week or last episode, and I'll do it again this episode, where you can adopt a kid. They have the sizing, the colors that they like, what they want, blah, 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 blah. And when I went yesterday, there were still 30 kids left out of, I think there was like 500 kids.
Wow.
So we've done really well, but we can do better.
Nice.
Go on there.
I need to go on there.
Yeah, go on there. Grab a kid. Grab a kid. And the best kind of kid that you don't have to feed, listen to, buy diapers for. You just get to make their Christmas. And it's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. So
no, she's
go on there. Yes. Go help Meg Carroll be the best Mrs. Claus Mrs. out Claus, there. Yeah. Mrs. Claus Carol.
I love it.
And then I have shout outs to a couple friends. One friend that is always, she's always around, Sam Lola on Facebook. She's always sharing our show and commenting, and aww, I love her, and thank she's you. A neighbor. She lives right on Battle. And then I had a friend reach out, my friend Sharla, who I have not spoken to in a bazillion years. Mm. We worked together at Countrywide Home Loans 20 something years ago, back when Countrywide was stealing money from everybody and giving loans to basically anybody. Mm. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
good.
They took yeah. me, like a 20-year-old who didn't know any better, and they're like, here, you know, just print these documents out with this date on it so we can be in compliance.
And you're like, yeah. okay.
I was like, all right, shit.
I'm a working girl. Yeah,
it really was. It was my first 9-to-5 job. And there I was printing out disclosures with wrong dates on them.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So, but look at where Countrywide is now, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so she reached out. She was like, oh my gosh. You know, yeah. She's not even, she's up in New York State.
Oh,
and
wow.
she ran across the podcast somehow. And yeah.
like
I love
our,
that.
Like our friend in Montana. From
I
last
love
time.
That. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you been on Facebook lately with Western Prince William Chatter?
Listen, I'm a part of the group.
I feel like I'm on the Oprah show. Like,
oh, listen, I'm a part of it. I don't follow it because when I did, it made me angry every day. So, like, you know, I'm
Western Prince William Chatter. Why yeah. did it make you angry?
Just because, like, people are on there all the time, and like, I'm sure people watch this and are annoyed with us, but like, I'm like, they're like a picture of somebody, and they're like, this guy was driving
oh, God, the
crazy.
The tattletellers are so annoying.
No, but it's also like, it's the same thing with Manassas Talk. It's like a lot of it's spam. I mean, a lot of it is just people complaining.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm gonna stop you right there. Because you have to get your butt on Western Prince William Chatter right now.
Why?
Right now, everybody needs to jump on Facebook. Well, not right now. When you're done with us.
What is he doing?
Every I'm day assuming... there's giveaways.
Oh.
It is better than Oprah because this is like us here. Yeah. In John Philippone, Facebook Daddy.
Yeah,
love
FBD.
Him.
FBD.
Yeah.
FBD. Facebook Daddy.
Every day, there's like one or multiple giveaways. I'm talking new sets of tires for your car. There was two of those. One was a painting company was going to come in and redo like your master suite and your bathroom, a fresh painting. Lots of salon, not lots, but salon packages.
Mm.
I actually and all you have to do is comment. On the post, there was one today, like a professional photographer is giving away a session in 2025 because she's all booked up for 2024.
Yeah,
and I jumped right on that.
Yeah.
I was like, and then he posts like he uses a random generator to pick the winner.
Wow.
Y'all, I'm telling you,
that's
it is
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll jump back.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's like free stuff every day. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know how many days he waits, but yeah people are, all you do is comment. It is so freaking awesome.
I feel like I saw him at Harris Teeter the other day, but he was like in deep convo with someone. Oh. And I didn't want to be like, Facebook Daddy.
I know. I want to run up to him and throw my arms around him every time. He's like, well, I've seen him the one time.
Yeah, but I thought.
And I chilled out. But
yeah,
next time I'm going
to be cool.
Freak out.
I feel like they're having like kind of a, like a semi-professional conversation. And so I was like, no, Nikki. not today. Not today.
Yeah.
Slowly roll.
Were you wearing your Christmas Crocs?
No, I'm wearing them now. But
please promise me that if anybody looks like they're having a semi-professional or serious conversation, that you will run up to them in that outfit and just...
I'll ruin your day if I'm wearing my Christmas Crocs. I don't give a shit. I don't care at all. Like, whatever. How you doing?
I love it. I never want you to hold back with me.
No, I won't. Not with you. But like when FBD's talking to somebody, I don't know. I just feel like you're going to be respectful.
Yeah, because he is. Because he's royalty.
He is.
To get on there, Western Prince William Chatter. I am telling y'all, it has been so much fun this month.
Sir?
I just commented on both of the posts for things they have.
What?
Yeah.
What did you just comment on?
So there's the cleaning service, and then there's that photo, one you're talking about.
Oh, you're
Tracy
my competition.
Canifer, good news right now.
Tracy Canifer
for
100% use.
I'll make a deal. If I win the photo, I'll give it to you. And if you win the cleaning, thank you.
It sounds good.
Aren't they awesome? There's some really good deals on there.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Love you, Facebook Daddy.
Okay. So before we go into the events that are coming up, I have a little thing that I want to talk about. If you have ever heard of this restaurant Alias in Vent Hill, have you gone there?
I have not been there.
Okay. I know
you
we've
were
talked
there
about it
just a couple months ago.
Yeah. So about a year ago, a little over a year ago, a restaurant, it's one of those fixed menu. I think it's like $155 per person for like seven courses. And they opened about a year ago. And Courtney and I went about a year ago, and it was wonderful. Blew our minds, you know. They had this executive chef that had worked at a bunch of other places, the Inn, Three Blacksmiths, L'Auberge, out the one out west.
L'Auberge Chez Francois.
The one that is out west. Okay, one out west.
The one out in like Tyson's?
No, like out, like it's toward like Winchester. I don't even know exactly where. It doesn't matter. But he worked at a bunch of places. They opened. It had all these like great reviews. A bunch of people I know have gone in the last year. So we ate there a year ago. Amazing. We were back in like July. It was good. And then.
Yeah, you weren't too amped up about it.
I wasn't. It was good, but it was not like, you know, we had gotten a gift certificate. And so I just really wanted it to be better. Whatever. It was fine. So then I find out, and I'm not going to go into all of it because it is not my business. The executive chef and the owner, they parted ways.
Yes.
And so there was all of this.
Very recently. 2 weeks ago.
And
yeah.
It was very dramatic because they had to close for 2 weeks. And they had to find a new executive chef. They had to kind of like everybody kind of recalibrate. They found one. And it happens to be my very good friend Jennifer, her husband Mark.
How exciting.
Oh my God. And so Mark Vaez, listen, last night I got to go to the friends and family like recalibration dinner. Mm-hmm. It was like last minute, like Jen messaged us and we're like, yeah, we're coming to that. Mark is the executive chef and he looks so handsome in his like button up and his like apron and his little hat. And but I wanted to talk about his career a little bit because ever since,
and then I want to hear what you ate.
I have the menu.
Okay.
So he was born and raised in Oahu, Hawaii. Ooh. on Oahu. And
did you walk in and say Maliki Liki? What is it?
Mm-hmm. I said it just like that too. So I've met Mark when they got together years ago. Maliki Liki. I don't know. But the cool thing. So born and raised, started his culinary career at Alan Wong's restaurant in Honolulu. There's a funny story. He worked at the Congressional Picnic with Alan Wong in 2009 and also helped serve a cabinet dinner at the White House. There's a story there. I'm not going to tell it, which I'm like not telling you a lot of this like stuff because this is not my story to tell.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
But if he wants to tell the story because it's pretty funny, then I'm going to let him do that. He joined Roy's in 2009 and spent the next few years opening restaurants on Kauai and Maui. Roy's, I looked up, and it's like the original one I think is in Waikiki. And I think it's like a fine dining Hawaiian institution.
We should go and find out.
In 2013, he won the Maui Onion Festival. I don't know what that is. I am going to look it up.
I like Maui onion chips.
He opened his own restaurant in 2017 called Red Five. And I mean, it took it from like the ground up. And he doesn't have it anymore. They closed in maybe like 2001 or two. Their Instagram is like red5_808. Go look at the food that he made. Because it was like sandwiches and stuff. But like there's this one, I don't know if it was a chicken sandwich or something. I saved a picture of it.
What did you eat last night?
I'm going to tell you. But this burger from before, ahi, crab, bacon, lettuce, and tomato on a toasted brioche bun. Tell me you would not eat that.
Oh.
Ahi,
wait,
tuna.
Is this what you ate last night?
No, this was his old restaurant.
Oh, where?
I'm talking about Mark right now, not Alias. This is really good. Listen, I'm talking about Mark. So this is
why we're never going to make any money.
No, this is his history, though. And this is like what brought him to here.
Very exciting.
Super creative. He worked at other high-end restaurants like the MW and Lemur at the Halekulani during this time on Oahu. I could never live in Hawaii. 2023, he and Jen, who grew up here and moved to Hawaii in like 2012, he and Jen moved back. He had never lived here. He had not seen snow. He had not had any experience with any of that because he'd always been in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And then he came here with her and was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna start my culinary career here in Virginia. And he's worked at a couple of places, one of them being that L'Auberge.
Yeah.
And when the chef that had been at Alias, worked at LaBerge, like they sort of would work there together with a team. So when this guy departed, some of the people, I believe, from that team were like, hey, we need to find this guy. He was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you could find the exact name of that restaurant.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
So last night, the really cool thing is Hawaii.
Do they have Hawaiian food at Alias now?
On his, this first month, that is his, this menu, because every month it's different.
Uh-huh.
There's a nod to his Hawaiian, to roots. Like the roots and everything. And the, okay, we started with a parsnip chowder, pan roasted vegetables, herb oil. Yum. Then we went to, it was a scallop dish that had had a Hawaiian chili water, red onion and jalapeno. Mm. So then Whiffle Tree Farms is a local like butcher farm. Blah, blah, blah. Courtney just got like a quarter cow or something from them. That's in our outside refrigerator. Gross. It was a chicken. I'm just trying to run through this. A butter poached rockfish. In between that and the braised short rib, we had a pomegranate hibiscus shot.
Oh, was that your amuse-bouche?
Amuse-bouche. And then for the dessert, super cute, berries pavlova, and white chantilly cream. There is a Bluey episode that he watches with his daughter.
What's Bluey?
Bluey is that kids show with that dog.
Blue's Clues?
No, not Blue's Clues. It's just called Bluey. I mean, it might be connected somehow. I don't know. But
I have zero clue.
The child likes the show.
Yes.
And so there's an episode where like the dad, there's
makes a pavlova?
Yes, for his daughter and like da da da. So the whole time we're sitting there, their daughter, who is about to turn 4 in a couple of days. Hi, honey. Aunt Nigley loves you. she, the whole time, like they would bring out like the chicken or the rockfish and she'd be like, pavlova? They're like, no, not yet. And she'd be like, all right. And she'd go back to what she was doing. And then she got it.
Bless her.
They were this big. But anyway, they were wonderful. So congratulations to Mark, the new executive
chef.
That's
exciting. I
want
to go there.
You need to. And yeah. But I'm just so proud of him. His wife, Jen, and I are just like over the moon. And Courtney and I, we just had the best time last night at this friends and family dinner. The whole staff, like they're, you know, recalibrating. They are so excited. They're so pumped.
Are they
so
open amped. Now for the public?
Starting in 2 days. I believe on the 4th or the 5th is when they're going to start back up with their makeup for the reservations that they had yeah. to push off. And I believe they're opening back up. And so last night
very
was just
exciting.
That. It was so cool. But yeah, check him out. Check him out. It was great. I just can't say enough about him. So
awesome.
Excited.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I want to say happy birthday to my Aunt Tess. We had her birthday over the weekend. She's going to be 70 tomorrow. My aunts were in town celebrating.
Where do
my
they
parents'
live?
House. They live in Noakesville.
Oh, okay.
Then we're all going to be switching houses soon. So nice.
Oh,
they'll
be
here in Old Town, which I love. I love that they're going to be closer. Yeah. My mom likes her sister to be closer too.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing on Saturday?
Christmas parade.
It's the 78th annual grand?
78th. Yeah. Christmas parade. I'm excited. I think it's going to be nice and cold. I don't think we're going to have crap weather. It's just going to be cold, which I'm not complaining. Yeah. I don't like wind. I don't like rain. I like just cold.
This is the first year in 4 years that the Salisbury Center isn't going to have a float in it. Like we were supposed to, and you and I were going to be on it.
It was going
to
be a thing.
Because it was like, it's called, the theme is Christmas in Candyland, which I'm excited to see what people do with that. But we were going to have the theme of ear candy and have all the podcasters on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chris, which is amazing, Cherokee Construction, his business, like they're just slammed right now. And so
busy.
We just did not have time. Like, what construction company is slammed in the winter? But they're so busy.
Chris
so is. Yeah. We didn't have time to like kind of pull it off. But we will be around. So...
We will be around. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. And
we drink some cocoa.
Definitely there Friday night. I'm telling you, if you want the perfect Christmas experience, come to Old Town Manassas on Friday night. Darling. I love it.
And then we also have some other events just at Salisbury Center that are coming up that people don't seem to hear about. And for the 12 people that are going to see this, I want them to know.
Kim Markey.
Kim, hi, love you. She's my client from like a long, long time. I love her a lot. She's this tall.
Aw.
And she likes a vest a la Miguel.
Aw, Miguel.
She looks great
in a vest.
Is
she Portuguese?
No. But she's cool. So this Friday at the Salisbury Center is Delta Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. They, what was it, their anniversary?
10-year anniversary is this Friday night at 7. Maybe the show is at 8. The following weekend is Cagezilla on the 14th here.
Professional.
And it's the pros. It's a big one. I guess in December, it's like the pros. So it's not like a bunch of like amateurs beforehand, which I mean, like, I like watching both, truly.
I mean, I just, I like, it's fun. Yeah. I like the fighting.
You're going to bring your dad that night?
No, because I have the Manassas Garden Club Christmas party the next day.
That's right.
I'll be busy.
Very busy. Very busy. Tonight, there's a metal show.
And so tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Oh, Hearst.
Hears. The Hears Collected, is that what it's called? I suck. I suck at this so bad. Like, why are we, it's the middle of the day. Why am I better at 5 o'clock than noon?
Do you have any wine?
The Hears.
Did you have any morning wine?
No. I should have.
I want to do a night show. I want to do a night, and then we can have more callers.
Yeah.
And have a guest.
We do whenever you guys want. If you guys want night shows. I just didn't think tonight would be good because the metal mic going on, and it's a lot, for you
what
guys.
What is it from League of Their Own? A lot of night games. yeah, but this Saturday, they have a DMV streetwear market during the day. It starts at 2 p.m. And then at 7, there's another metal show. Daniel Ruin, I think, puts on a lot of those. But that's 7 o'clock this Saturday. So there's something going on, like, every weekend, every night.
Get on the Salisbury Center
but
website.
If you like a punk band, they're going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
You're coming, right? Simone's like, music. She doesn't listen to music. She listens to podcasts.
I know, and I'm watching a really good show that is so funny. It's called Based on a True Story, and it's this couple that realize that their plumber is a serial killer.
Oh.
Like the West Side Ripper or something in LA. Hmm. But it's funny because they're like, we should start a podcast. And I feel like there's so many conversations that they have that have run through our mouths.
Yeah.
It's really That's cute. Based on a true story. on Peacock.
I love
it. What's it called?
Based on a True Story.
Oh, Based on a True
Story.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really good. Kaylee Cuoco, isn't it? She's funny.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Well,
but I think that's all I got.
You want to come to the parade this weekend, see Lucky Whitehead, who's the Grand Marshal?
Yes.
Right? And then Joe Martin, I swear, he's related to my friend
Man
Autumn
of the Year.
Somehow. I can't remember. I think it's her dad. And so I feel really bad that I don't know. But I'm going to correct that when we post it online. So Autumn, help. Let me know. But yeah, I want to know more about that. I want to post the whole thing because it was really cool. Anyway, we love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all we got.
We're on our Christmas outfits now, but we will be doing one more between now and Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to have one, like, actual Christmas
show. Just a parade show. Gear.
Yeah. And my bag from Valerie Lawson. Mm-hmm. Love that. She has a whole bunch of stuff at Calico Jack's. I was in there on Small Business Saturday.
I work on Saturday. So, like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard me say that ever before, but I never
get to. Can someone just start paying us so we can just do this every day?
But, like, that, I always miss all the good stuff. So I need to go, like, shop. But I'm always at work when all these places are open.
It was Black Metal Mercantile, I must say. The other night, Mitch and I went out to eat, and like we were just walking through, and Darren's shop was open. It wasn't Friday. Yeah. It was like on a Thursday or something, and it was 9 o'clock, 9:09 at night, and we were just going through the records and stuff.
Yeah, that's
really
place
nice.
I
he
ever
stays,
get to go.
Yeah, he stays open pretty late. Love you, Darren.
Love you, Darren.
All right.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Please jump in.
So Tracy got her basket. That you brought last time, and it made me so proud of Old Town because I mean, especially what you guys did, but I mean, it's just there's not a whole bunch of like chain stores in the basket. They're all unique and they're all like their own, and it's just all Manassas, and everything was amazing
quality.
I mean, it was incredible.
And
it was
fun.
Really nice. The lotion was good. The popcorn was a fight in the household on who was going to get it. I thought my mother-in-law was
sampling all
me.
Of them to try and decide. Yeah.
Yeah. No, everything was wonderful. She really loved it. And like I said, just made me proud of our town.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the Tracy. Sweetest. It's the sweetest.
Zachary
love you,
Murphy.
Tracy.
Thanks for making my early train ride
home
enjoyable.
Midday.
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 Early. Good for you, Zach. Calico Zach.
Oh, my gosh. Can't even.
Listen.
And I feel like we should just mention the Viking Festival because we didn't. So I don't want to break that streak.
Viking Festival.
Erna. Love you, Erna.
We did talk about CJ Finn's, but
just
I guess. I don't know. It's a 1:45. I'm a little hungry.
A Monday. Oh, yeah.
He's working, so maybe I'll be just sloping in a little bit. All right. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
All right. Get out of here, guys.
Happy December.
See ya.
This is WSN.